Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Carol G.
Juan Gabriel.
Christina Aguilera.
What do these three have in common?
You mean apart from impeccable style, chart-topping canciones, and drama?
Facts, yes, all of the above are correct, but most importantly, they're some of the biggest Latin icons in the world. And they're just a few of the game-changing Latin stars we're covering in Becoming an Icon Season 2. Listen to Becoming an Icon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance.
For your free quote, go to SelectQuote.com. SelectQuote.com. That's SelectQuote.com.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on example policies at SelectQuote.com/commercials.
I'm just trying to sign in, and it tells me my password just expired, like today.
Yeah, they send you an email to tell you it's going to expire. Sometimes 2 weeks before, but you don't look at your...
No, I don't look at my emails.
It's in your corporate iHeart account.
Why can't I just have a password for the rest of my life?
I do feel that way, too. I'm getting very angry because, you know, some of my investment websites I go to, you got to constantly update the password. Oh, we have new controls. I'm going to stop it already.
New controls.
Right, even... We brought in new controls for your safety. So please come up with a new password. Do this, do that. Run through hoops. And now you get text to your phone so they can verify your identity even after you signed in.
I've got nothing to steal. I got no secrets. I put nothing in writing. I really don't. I put nothing in writing, an email or text form. I don't have any secret compartments. I don't download any...
hack me. Is that what you're saying?
Hack me.
Hack me, baby.
Hack me. Or go hack yourself.
Well, you wouldn't want them to hack into your bank account or something, I guess, right?
I don't know. The federal government replaces that, don't they?
Up to a certain amount of money, yes.
Yeah, okay. Well, then but they can cover it.
What about your investments? That's not covered.
I can't keep track of everything.
I know. You can't be bothered. All you want to do is lie in your waist in your bed, take your nap.
That's right.
Listen to baseball.
Right, yeah. Well,
stare at the screen on Facebook to see what old radio people we knew 25 years ago were doing. You can send Ken a picture of one of them.
That entertains me.
That's what you do.
I do that just for you.
And you do that during the breaks. That's
sure.
What he's doing.
I like to upset you during the show.
Picking up minutia.
With a picture of somebody you never want to see again.
He can't be bothered with life because he's busy with these things.
It's my distraction from life.
Looking at the... one of the pictures that circulated of old Joe Biden, who, of course, is the biggest news today. He tested positive for COVID. Not that that's a big deal, but the picture. Did you see the picture? I guess it's a Twitter picture. From the El Segundo Times has got it. It looks fake. He's sitting behind a desk. He's really gray, white.
Yeah.
He's got like no color at all. And the way he's posed, it looks like sort of a wax museum because he's got like this half smile and it's blank, though. It looks like the guy in the home that, what time is soup? He has no idea what's going on.
Maybe it is a wax.
He's staring blank. Maybe they did put something in the chair and took a picture of it, right?
You remember that movie, Dave, from years ago?
Yes, Kevin Kline.
Kevin Kline, yeah. Where the real president has a stroke and is nearly dead, and they substitute a guy who did presidential impersonations, this guy Kevin Kline.
Right.
And he becomes the president until he decides to make his own decisions. So yeah. I always loved that movie, really. And so it made me think, it's like, who knows who we're looking at, right?
I guess so.
There could be.
I hate to go down the conspiracy rabbit hole.
Why not?
All of this stuff because it's endless.
Do you think they have a closet?
Absolutely endless. Once you get in that hole,
do you have it? They have a closet of extra Bidens.
You'll be digging for years.
Do you have a spare Biden?
I don't necessarily believe in body doubles.
They have a bunch of other old gray balding guys on a hook, and they just take them off the hook and prop them up.
Well, they say he's fine. He's just got some mild symptoms. You know, that's the way it is for 90-something percent of people now getting COVID. So we should almost just stop talking about it. But it did catch up with him, and I guess one doctor says, I'm pretty sure he was infected on Sunday because it takes a few days now with this particular Omicron, this variant that's been going
on. Was he on that Middle Eastern trip?
Well, that's what they think.
The Saudis gave it to him.
That was just a fist bump, wasn't it?
Yeah, but that fist.
But he was hugging
loaded.
Some people in Israel.
Oh, yeah.
He was hugging Holocaust survivors.
Well, the Saudis were pissed at him, right? Because he'd made such a big stink just because.
Somebody said that to me at lunch. They said the Saudis got him.
Yeah.
They got him. They infected him. I think the prince? He was carrying a little bottle of COVID and he just stuck it in Biden's nose.
It's here. Sniff this.
This is
old
this is
Saudi ancient, tradition.
That's right. Ancient incense from the.
From the
it'll make you feel good. thank you. You want me to eat it? So they have a video of Biden standing on the Truman balcony. They wanted to make sure when this message went out that he's fine.
Oh, to show that he could stand
upright. Because otherwise Kamala Harris is president.
Well, remember the Trump's people were telling whoppers about his condition.
When he got sick in October of 2020. I was just looking at the story. He's 74 years old, and we didn't have the vaccines yet.
No, but he was in bad shape. His blood oxygen level had taken a big dive.
And they were lying, saying he's
they were
up and about and involved and engaged.
And nothing serious, just a precaution. And a couple of weeks later, it's like, holy crap, he almost died.
As they put it here. Well, in generally robust health, Trump was obese. That's a big risk factor. And, of course, with Biden, he's 79. That's your risk factor right there. But at this point, I think with this particular round, I mean, people are dying, but very few. So it's not likely that Biden will go down. But that's the big story. So he's not going to do anything for the next 5 days. What does it say here? They tested Kamala Harris, too. She tested negative. She already had COVID.
Yeah, there she is.
But she spent time with Biden on Tuesday.
How do you think she got excited for a moment when she saw the headline or got the call?
Oh, that maybe she can.
Maybe this is her moment.
Take over if he's incapacitated.
Right.
Because
she must know she can't win an election. So this is her only way in.
Well, it was odd because they created a bubble around him since he's been president, even when he was running for president, because of his age and the fact that he already seems frail.
Yeah,
but they were keeping him away from a lot of things. Remember, he didn't even campaign in person much.
Then he starts rubbing fists, though.
But for some reason, this trip to the Middle East, the stories were mixed that they were precautious. But then he got off the plane, and he's fist bumped some people. He hugged other people. It was like there was no consistency. Mm. Like the way most people treat this, because really, it's just an afterthought now.
Just hope he didn't get the monkeypox while he was there.
I don't have any reports that he was close to anybody with monkeypox.
No skin-on-skin contact?
I like the way the Times has to stick this in. Former President Trump, whose White House was much more lax about coronavirus mitigation practices, contracted the virus while he was in office. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. They gave him those experimental antibody treatments too, Trump, remember?
Oh, they threw the whole kitchen sink at him.
Yeah.
Because he really was rapidly deteriorating. So they just pumped him full of, you know, any old invention that hadn't been tested.
Did he drink disinfectants? What was he talking
about? Oh, yeah. They shot him up with bleach. The whole bit.
That was it, bleach. Biden's apparently taking Paxlovid, but I'm sure he'll recover in no time.
Yeah, I know somebody that worked.
Yeah.
It stopped the symptoms for 5 days, and then the five-day supply ran out. And then on the sixth day, some of the symptoms came back.
That's what I have read, that it can just contain them for a number of days, and the dose wears out.
It stalls you out. Maybe. Depends. Everybody reacts differently.
All right. We got more coming up. Next up is your word. Yeah, your keyword. We're starting that off again this afternoon for a chance at $1,000. Oh, I guess I was given a prompt. So let's play Biden in a coughing fit in East Jerusalem at an East Jerusalem hospital. I know he was in Israel. He went to a hospital and he had a coughing fit. Well, that's a good place to be.
This was the beginning of his...
Perhaps it was. So here we go.
Excuse me, a terrible headache. And
and what?
Sorry.
Oh, jeez. That was...
He said terrible headache, but it was terrible coughing. Do headaches cause coughing? Not really.
He might have had both. That might have been the onset. What day was that from? Because they said he had symptoms on Sunday.
It says Friday, last Friday.
Oh, last Friday he had symptoms?
No. This is the coughing fit.
The coughing fit is...
Was recorded last Friday in Israel.
I see.
They think he may have been infected like Sunday, because with this subvariant, it only takes a few days for you to test positive.
Well, what was that?
He could have been infected then, and we don't know exactly.
Jeez. I tell you, the Saudis gave him something.
It could be.
You know, like the Russians, what the Russians do, they give you the umbrella with the nerve
poison
agent.
Tip.
Right, the poison tipped umbrella. And then you get paralyzed and you die.
That's a Putin trick.
The Saudis, Saudi
leader.
They
figured out how to pass on COVID to people they don't like.
Right. Well, he
particularly
had
elderly people.
He had something in that on his fist there.
So the the breaking email from the El Segundo Times is that we're a week away from bringing back the indoor mask mandate in L.A. County because these ridiculously low numbers that we have to reach.
This is so wrong.
This is stupid.
This is so wrong. You know
what? They bend over backwards in this article to try to sort of justify it, but they always say somewhere in the middle of the story, but hospitalizations aren't severe.
It's not. There's no reason for this at all. And in fact, they have a story today about how most people are fed up and ignoring this, which is really going to be interesting to see if that holds through. If people finally just refuse to go along with the program, and you can't really corral 10 million people in a county, and if most people just say up yours, out of here, leave me alone. But where you mentioned the politicians, where is one?
One
county
one city council member, supervisors I've given up on.
But nobody represents the people.
Nobody.
Nobody does. Nobody advocates and says enough of this.
Why not even like a mayor of a town in L.A. County? Anybody. Stand up and say, no. Yeah, we got these business groups. We can tell you that the L.A. Area Chamber of Commerce, the Central City Association, and the one that popped up today, which is another business group in L.A. County. We're actually trying to get them on the air. BizFed, they're called.
Yeah, I saw that.
Los Angeles County Business Federation. Well, they're all saying the same thing. Make it voluntary. Well, don't make businesses have to be the bad guy yelling at everybody that doesn't come in with a mask on. And is Ferrer going to send out her dopey inspectors again to see that they're enforcing the indoor mask mandate?
This is so wrong.
People with clipboards.
So exhausting. I mean, she's such an onerous, unpleasant.
We're the only ones that are going to do this.
I know.
The only place in the country.
There's nobody who stands up for us, and nobody even in the media stands up and says this. You're all full of it, except not you and me. We're the only ones.
Everybody else is, oh, let's just go along. It's not a big deal. You know, masks aren't that much of a problem. Just put it on.
Put on your face diaper. Conform. Cover your face because the government says so, even though there's no good reason. Just do what they say.
Oh, and of course, they're making the that it's the easiest thing we can do, and it's very productive. And I don't know that that's
no,
true.
No, it's not true.
No, I don't know where they come up with this stuff. We told you yesterday that apparently Barbara Ferrer's daughter was part of a report sent to the CDC that indoor masking in schools was very successful.
So
other studies have said not necessarily so.
No, and they don't need it. It doesn't matter if they wear a mask or not. The kids don't get it. And it's like so the daughter puts out propaganda and Barbara Ferrer uses it as a shield to hide behind when people criticize her. Power mad obsession is what it is. That just she's crazed with power, and this is what you get with unelected people.
Yeah, I know.
Have you ever felt more impotent or powerless than with this lady? And she's not a medical doctor. It's like it's almost like a random person off the street issuing these draconian orders. It's like, oh, I must cover your face. You walk indoors, you must cover your face. Everybody now. Millions of people have to cover their face because Barbara Ferrer says so? And what do you know about?
The only hope we have is in that story you were mentioning in the El Segundo Times that a lot of people are shrugging this off and they seem reluctant. But as I said yesterday, a lot of people are sheeple. And they're if they say we have to do it, I don't want to be the only one in the store without a mask. So, you know.
The last few years, I've just learned so much about human nature. All of it is bad. And one of the big things is how timid people are and how easily they follow the herd. they're easily intimidated. Nobody wants to make any waves. Okay, I'll cover my face if you say so. And now I know how all these oppressive nations lasted as long as they did. You know, when I was a kid, I always wondered, it's like, why do the people put up in communist China and in Russia and this and that? It's like, oh, okay, now I know.
The best example of this idiocy unfolded in front of my eyes today. I sat down at a restaurant for breakfast, and a table of women came in next to me, six of them, all wearing their masks. The only ones that came in the door that I could see that wore their masks. They sat down, they looked at the menu for a while, they continued to wear their masks. But, you know, when it came time to be served their drinks, their coffee, and then their food, all the masks came off and they stayed off. What is the point of that? It's
because
this is just stupid.
If six people wear a mask for 5 minutes, then
if you really believe in the mask and you're in a restaurant, then you have to follow the playbook, and that is to just pull the mask down for a second and take your nibble and push it back up. All I'm saying is if you really believe in masking in public places, that's what you really have to do. Otherwise, what you're doing is virtue signaling nonsense.
Yeah, theater.
I wear the mask as I walk to my table, but I take it off for the next hour while I consume.
That's right. See how I vote? See?
I'm just saying to be consistent, right? Because I felt stupid when you walk in, when we had that period of time, you walked into the restaurant, didn't wear the mask till you got to the table, and as soon as they just chuck it off. Sometimes I was nice and wore it for a few extra minutes till I ordered, but.
No, I took it off as I was walking.
I did that. Most of the time
soon,
I did that.
As soon as the hostess got ahead of me, leading towards the table, that thing was gone.
All right, we got
stupid
more coming up.
Theater. John and Ken, KFI, and
we have breaking George Gascón news, and we will be covering it in depth later in the show, but it's worth mentioning probably a lot this afternoon. One of these murderers, who happened to be 17 years old at the time he committed the murder and got a 50-year-to-life sentence for it, Gascón and Prop 57 come in, and he was released after only serving 6 years. He's been picked up today, charged with evading police, possession of a firearm, and possession of drugs, and a DUI. Nice.
Yep.
So, there we go.
He had meth he wanted to sell. He had cocaine he wanted to sell.
Yeah. One of these people that George Gascón thinks is going to make the world safe, because putting people away doesn't make us safe.
And he's
really.
He's already killed a guy. Hey, could somebody close the door, my front door here?
The door's open?
Please.
Oh, it's that hallway,
you.
People?
Yeah, Ray left the door open because you know how he lives.
Yes. All right, so this is the story. We're going to be talking to a DA, a deputy DA who was on the case but got removed because clearly he didn't really want to cooperate with Gascon's idea of releasing a murderer after 6 years.
A murderer after six years?
He was just 17.
Look at this side. By the way, he's got tattoos all over his neck. Almost every day.
Surprised?
You know, you should make fun of people with tattoos on their neck. It's like, it's not making fun. I'm warning you. See a guy with a tattoo on his neck, you better get out of there.
All right. Yeah, I heard you mention this when you were talking to Gary and Shannon at the top of the hour, getting ready for our show. And the headline is pretty funny. Crime-obsessed San Francisco flirts with police state crackdown. This is from the Daily Beast.
I know.
It's a crazy left-wing website.
Well, that's the
I look at it for laughs most of the
time.
No,
I know. But it does give you a little window into how they really think. They really think this. The journalists, if you can call them the Daily Beast, this is their philosophy. San Francisco, as you know, is a criminal and drug sewer. And now that the mayor and the new district attorney are going to start enforcing some laws immediately at the Daily Beast. It's, wow, they're crime-obsessed in San Francisco.
That's right.
It looks like a police state crackdown.
In other words, the reality doesn't match the reaction up there. Of course not. I was up there just a couple of times last year. I witnessed a car break-in. Happened right in front of me. I mean, the odds of that are low, but maybe not in that city.
No. I forgot. I did see a percentage of how many people either had their car broken into or knew somebody who had their car broken into, and it was a really, really high percentage. Yeah. It's just an everyday thing there. And it's like going out to buy breakfast. You know, during the day, somebody's going to bust into your car.
The story is apparently they are going to, the way it's worded here, they're going to launch a sprawling surveillance program that would tap into private cameras across the city. Under the latest proposal, backed by the police department and Mayor London Breed and the new DA, cops would be able to watch residents in real time during a significant event with public safety concerns and as part of investigations relating to both active misdemeanors as well as felonies.
Ooh, misdemeanors. What? They're going to start arresting and prosecuting misdemeanors? That's exciting.
They could, you know, they can get into what, your Ring doorbell video?
Yes.
If they wanted to.
Yeah, yeah, somehow. I don't know exactly how this works works technologically, but they are going to use private. Somehow they're going to wire into private cameras, and they're going to be able to track what's going on in the neighborhood.
Well, they'd have to have the cooperation, I guess, of the Ring company in order to get to their, you know, their database and access the video if they wanted it. So, for instance, if there was something going, I don't even know what that means. A significant event with public safety concerns, that would be like a shooter on the run.
Yeah, maybe.
Or car chase.
Yeah, some kind of public disturbance. It says everything from commercial to private doorbell cameras could ultimately be employed to keep tabs on possible crimes. Or are they going to just do this in general? Are they going to be wired into all the cameras? I mean, I don't know how you would actually track all that. There's, you know, thousands and thousands of cameras. There aren't enough eyeballs to track all that, but maybe.
Yeah, because all I thought of was there's something happening right now, and there's a shooter who's driving away in a car. Let's try to pick up video from neighborhoods that he's supposedly in.
Yeah, you could probably.
In case he got out and he's running. I don't know.
Maybe you could switch to that bank of neighborhood cameras. It's not that you'd be looking at 10,000 cameras at once, but maybe it would be organized in the system block by block, and then you type in the block, and then there you go. You can watch.
They talked to this woman who got fired by the new DA. This is a Chesa Boden holdover. She used to be assistant DA, Arcelia Hurtado. She said, the mayor now controls the DA, and I think people should be very alarmed and be very, very wary of where our civil liberties are going because they're trying to take us back to a police state. San Francisco was ever a police state.
San Francisco.
Was San Francisco a police state?
Wow. It used to be, huh? Who knew?
What a very poor police state with the homeless and crime that have been taking over that city for years.
What a hysterical, crazy person. That's her first reaction? Be very alarmed. Be very, very wary. They're trying to take us back to a police state where constitutional rights are trampled and police misconduct is overlooked.
San Francisco took the 1-2 punch, and I can tell you that. And I'm looking at all the stories. Between COVID and this lack of a police state being overrun by homelessness and crime, a lot of people left. And mm-hmm. and there's still a lot of vacant office buildings.
There was, because
the workers didn't want to come back either.
There was a story in the paper about London Breed, the mayor, that she's very worried between all the people that left and all the people who are not going to work in the office anymore, that the businesses in San Francisco are going to die because nobody.
Similar to New York City, the mayor there is worked up because the offices are empty.
All the restaurants.
People, between safety and just the hassle of commuting, people don't want to come back.
All the restaurants are going to go out of business. All the neighborhood shops are going to go out of business because there'll be no foot traffic. People won't be doing their errands anymore. Nice. During the day. Now, this Arcelia Hurtado. Oh my God, she ought to be put in a museum, because she ran the district attorney's innocence commission, and she was head of training, culture, and the diversity, equity, and inclusion team at the office.
Holy mackerel, that's a mouthful.
Which is a whole nother police state. That's the internal police state in the company you work for. Diversity, equity, and inclusion. Because that's where they have house spies listening to your cubicle conversations. And if they hear anything, you know, a little off color or a little unwoke, you could be reported to a supervisor for unwoke behavior.
Apparently the mayor said the police right now are barred from accessing or monitoring live video unless there are exigent circumstances defined as events that involve an imminent danger of serious physical injury or death. If this high standard isn't met, they can't use live video feed, leaving our neighborhoods and retailers vulnerable.
Right.
So she seems to support this idea. I don't know if they do this in other cities. I haven't really heard of this before.
What got into London Breed? Because before all this, the only time she popped up in the news was she was maskless.
She went to the French Laundry.
She was dancing maskless and went to the French Laundry like the day after news.
But one day she said, "Well, I've had enough of this bleep," and I think she was talking about the crime.
Yeah, I thought she was posturing. But now she appointed this DA to replace Chesa Boudin.
I mean, if you saw that video of those kids that had to get off that school bus and make their way around all the druggies on the sidewalk, if you were mayor of that city, wouldn't you have a fit?
Right.
How does anybody... I don't really understand the mindset where that's fine, that's normal. What? And you know what? I feel bad for them because they're drug addicted, so I'll just have to put up with it. And this makes me some sort of a far-right conservative wacko because I don't understand.
Apparently,
that.
San Francisco is crawling with them, right? Because they recalled all those Board of Education?
Yeah, right. And the DA.
And the DA? And in both campaigns, they were complaining about right-wing Republicans. And Republicans are 6% of the vote in San Francisco. But somehow they have control over everything. They organize these two massive recalls. And somehow that 6% is instituting a police state. Amazing power.
All right, we got more coming up.
They can't get it through their heads that nobody wants to live this way. This is not politics. This is just wanting your freedom back. John and Ken.
Oh, coming up after 3 o'clock, we're going to continue to have fun with vegans. We're going to have a foodborne illness attorney on by the name of Bill Marler. He was on our show years ago for another case, but this is about the vegan food company Daily Harvest. One of their products, described as lentil crumbles, leek crumbles, apparently sickened some people with liver and gallbladder problems. Now, Bill is representing 285 of the customers. And the company has come out and said that the ingredient that caused these problems in the liver and the gallbladder was something called tara flour. Bill isn't sure and doesn't think that says much about the whole story. He's pretty good. I remember talking to him, and just he's really on top of things. So we will talk to him right after the news at 3 o'clock to probe deeper into this.
That's right.
This
is the dark side of this weird cult.
Well, at least maybe we'll figure out exactly what this crumble is. Get more detail. It's just the lentil leek.
Lentil and leek crumble. What is a leek?
It's a vegetable. Yeah. I used to make a soup. And I would put leeks in there.
Leek soup?
Well, it wasn't. It was a vegetable soup.
It's green, right?
Yes. How do I describe what it looks like?
It looked like thin leaves.
Yes,
long,
and it's long.
Come on over for some leek soup.
Oh, it's delicious.
I sometimes see them in the supermarket, and I look because sometimes I look for green onions, and they're right next to them.
Yes, it's like a big, fat green onion. That's
These leek crumbles can destroy your liver.
Well, perhaps it's the taro flower, or maybe it isn't. And the taro flower, by the way, apparently it's a seed of a tree that's native to Peru. Mm. And they put it in there because it's got protein fiber and it's a thickening agent. So, all right, we'll get it. You know what we haven't talked about in a while?
What?
The Russian oligarchs. And what a story this is about the Russian oligarchs. We just like the word. They have seized another yacht from one of the Russian oligarchs in Fiji. It is supposedly belonging to a man by the name of Suleiman Karamov, worth $325 million, this super yacht. However, the story gets bigger. Apparently, on that yacht could be a Fabergé egg. Is that exciting, Deborah Mark?
Ooh, those are nice. Yes, but I can't afford them. Expensive.
Yes, I know. Have you ever seen pictures of them, and do you know much about them? Or
I have seen them in real life. I remember going into this store in Beverly Hills one time, and they had the real Fabergé eggs.
What are they made of?
The jewels. And supposedly inside could be a very expensive diamond, although they think that those have been lost over the years. These were created by the House of Fabergé nearly 180 years ago. This was done in Russia. These were supposed to be gifts for people who are part of the royal family of Russia. Remember, that was back when they had royalty.
Oh, so these are not products they manufacture?
No, this is specially made for the royal family.
From 180 years ago.
Yeah, the House of Fabergé was the jewelers to Russia's nobility. Mm. So in 1885, the Tsar, spelled T-S-A-R, Alexander III, commissioned the first Fabergé egg as an Easter gift for his wife, the Empress Maria Fedorovna. And over the next 30 years, they supposedly made about 50. So that's what makes them pretty rare and pretty wild. Each one is probably worth millions, each egg.
I didn't know any of this.
I've heard of the Fabergé egg. I didn't know.
I just thought
history.
It was that the company makes these jeweled eggs, and it's like another
if you look
rich
at the
person's
picture,
toy.
Yeah, it's shaped like an egg, and it's really golden looking, really bright, very cool looking. And it's kind of like on a stand. It might be attached to the stand. The stand's got jewels on the bottom. And supposedly the whole thing is made of very expensive materials.
I'd end up dropping it.
Your next anniversary, John. Why don't you get that for your wife as an anniversary gift?
That's a good idea.
Yeah, I don't know if it would break or what would happen. Now, they're not sure. We're going to tell you that this definitely is a real Fabergé egg. Mm. But if it's on the yacht of a Russian oligarch who could afford to buy such a thing, I would say there's a pretty good chance that it is. Yeah, it's jewel encrusted. And now, apparently, the yacht was found to contain the artifact. The vessel came from Fiji, but was docked in San Diego Bay. Oh, that's where it was. That's right. Oh, I did hear about this yacht that was brought to the U.S. We were able to, in some sort of a legal fight, eventually get the yacht. It sailed from Fiji to the U.S. across the Pacific Ocean. There was a court battle over who actually owned the yacht. So it was confiscated by the U.S. Department of Justice and some international task force. They took the assets of, and this has been going on since the invasion of Ukraine, all the buddies of Putin, his Russian oligarchs and all of his allies in the Kremlin, trying to really shake them down to make Putin nervous. So it says the ship's prior owner is a suspected money launderer who was sanctioned back in 2018 over Russia's annexation of Crimea. He's apparently a majority stake investor in Russia's largest gold producer. Oh, see, that's another reason why this probably is a real Fabergé egg, because he's got an interest in things like gold.
Well,
he may
be
worth $13 billion.
These are the kind of people that would own him. I mean, they're worth millions of dollars. So, and there's been a few missing over the years. And it may not be that they're lost so much as... You know,
and there's got to be fakes.
Some bad guy has them and is hiding it in their, you know, in their property somewhere.
Right. There's got to be fakes that have been made over the years, because they've supposedly anywhere between 50 and 60 of them were created back in the 1880s for the imperial family in Russia, the Romanov imperial family. So I guess what do they do with it now? It's possession of our government. They give it to Biden? Kamala?
I guess they auction it off eventually.
And I guess that's usually what
the money
do.
Goes to our treasury. Yeah,
somebody will probably try to authenticate it as a real Fabergé egg. All right, coming up next, we've talked about this story a couple of times. A vegan food company, which sends you stuff for delivery, had a product described as lentil crumbles. And apparently, some people got sick after eating them so bad that they had liver failure. A couple of customers lost their gallbladders. The company said, we did our own investigation. We believe we have found the source of this. It's something called Tara Flour. We're going to take care of it. The product will be safe.
What I'm wondering, is it Tara Flour that causes this, or is it some Tara Flour that had gotten contaminated?
Good question. We'll talk to Bill Marler, who's a foodborne illness attorney, coming up next.
John and Ken Show. Deborah Mark has the news. KFI AM 640. It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network.
Available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Carol G.
Juan Gabriel.
Christina Aguilera.
What do these three have in common?
You mean apart from impeccable style, chart-topping canciones, and drama?
Facts, yes, all of the above are correct, but most importantly, they're some of the biggest Latin icons in the world. And they're just a few of the game-changing Latin stars we're covering in Becoming an Icon Season 2. Listen to Becoming an Icon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.